VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States and China have signed the so-called Phase One trade agreement at the White House, though it took quite a while. That's because President Donald Trump turned the signing ceremony into one that resembled a campaign speech with a focus on self-congratulations. The pact is aimed at helping resolve issues at the heart of a long-running standoff between the world's largest economic powers. Among the issues still to be settled, tariffs and the U.S. call for Chinese concessions on the way their economy is structured. Leading up to the signing, there was no public printed copy of the agreement available, so details were scarce. President Trump.
Today we take a momentous step, one that has never been taken before with China, toward a future of fair and reciprocal trade as we sign phase one of the historic trade deal between the United States and China.
The Russian government is resigning after President Vladimir Putin announced to Parliament his plan for a series of fundamental changes to the country's constitution. The Parliament would be strengthened, possibly to ban term limits, and perhaps move toward a union with neighboring Belarus as semi-legal solutions to keep Putin in power. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev and his team have been asked to stay on until a new government is in place. Cambodian President, opposition leader rather, Kem Sokha proclaimed his innocence today as his treason trial got underway in Phnom Penh. Kem headed the now-dissolved Cambodia National Rescue Party. He faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted. He was arrested in September 2017 and accused of conspiring to overthrow the Hun Sen regime. Observers say a Kem conviction is all but certain, as courts in Cambodia are seen as heavily politicized and under the ruling party's influence. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a mobile app. For Washington, this is VOA News. It will make history. For only the third time, a U.S. president will go on trial in